This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The Pentagon is considering sending more troops to the Middle East to help deter aggressive moves from Iran. We get more on this story from AP's Jackie Quinn.
Military leaders have been saying for months that the U.S. needs to beef up its presence in the Middle East after a series of maritime attacks and bombings in Saudi Arabia blamed on Iran. A Defense Department undersecretary told senators troop strength in the region will change, and other officials say the options being considered would send another 5,000 to 7,000 troops to the Middle East. President Trump's National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien told Fox News Trump is open to deploying more troops. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A senior U.S. official said Iranian forces may have killed more than 1,000 people in response to protests that were sparked by government's sudden and dramatic increase in fuel prices.
We have seen reports of many hundreds more killed in and around Tehran. And as the truth is trickling out of Iran, it appears the regime could have murdered over 1,000 Iranian citizens since the protests began.
Brian Hook acknowledged that the death toll figures were difficult to confirm, but they are certain many hundreds were killed and thousands wounded. Protests erupted back in November after the government hiked fuel prices by as much as 300%. South Sudan's government has opened a special tribunal to try National Security Service operatives accused of committing crimes. Authorities say the tribunal is an attempt to end impunity and restore the image of the service damaged by numerous reports of human rights abuses. The National Security Service Tribunal is composed of 5 members, including a high court judge. For more news, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.